I would like to call today's meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. Before I welcome our visitors, I would like to take this privilege to introduce Mr. Stroder's family. Would you please stand? Megan and Sage Stroder. Welcome, welcome. And little Sullivan is somewhere around here, but from what I understand, he's a little social person. So thank you so much for coming, and thank you for lending Mr. Stroder to us. I just want to say thank you all visitors for coming. This is your opportunity to observe the City of Baker School Board. And it's also your opportunity to let us know what is close to your heart and what mostly concerns you as it relates to the City of Baker school system. Please let us know. This is your meeting, and we are so very, very grateful that you take this opportunity to come to our meetings and hold us accountable for the things that you wish to see in this system. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you submit a comment card to Ms. Dito, over here to my right. Submit your comments to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that you will have 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone an opportunity to comment as well. I will now call roll. Mrs. Perkins.
Here.
Mrs. Prophet.
Here.
Mrs. Burgess. Here. Ms. Butler.
Here.
And Mrs. Joseph.
Here.
We have a quorum, so we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I've asked Minister Gloria Johnson if she would do the prayer for us. And I'm going to ask Mr. Stroder if he would do the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you both.
Our board president has already done the welcome. That was the next item. Before we get into the agenda items for tonight, I'd like to add the two items that I'd make, like to make a motion to add the two items that I sent in to be included on the board agenda. I think the agenda had already gone out that Friday, and I sent it. It went out Thursday, and I sent them in on Friday. It usually goes out on a Friday, but I sent mine in on Friday, Thursday night, and they had gone out that Thursday day, I think around 10. Mr. Stroder had sent those out. So if the board would, I'd like to have those two items included in tonight's board meeting.
That could very well, if the board agrees, that could very well take place once we approve the agenda.
Okay.
And I think that's one of order.
Usually it happens before you get into the agenda. I just wanted to have it.
We have a point of order.
To add an item to the agenda requires unanimity, so everybody would have to be in agreement.
Well, I'm just making a motion that we add it.
That's my statement, is that if you're going to offer a motion, I want the board to realize and understand that it has to be in unanimity.
Okay.
If one person opposes the motion, the items cannot be added to the
agenda. I understand. Well, I got information that if I wanted that done, I had to do it before we got into the agenda. That's why I made the motion.
Sure.
And am I correct in that that's to be considered?
At item B. Right now, you actually have recognition.
At the approval of the agenda, correct.
Right. So when we get to the agenda, she would make a motion to add her two items to the agenda.
All righty. Thank you.
I believe we're on item C.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I have a comment that I would like to make in regard to recognition. As always, it's good to see great things happening in the city of Baker school system. And most of the time I ask people, give us positive feedback. And one person asked me, well, suppose it's negative. That's okay, but the majority of what we're asking for is positive feedback. And I'm here to acknowledge Rosebud Healthcare and Training. They are in partnership with the City of Baker School System, and they now currently have 18 City of Baker high school students. Recently, the City of Baton Rouge partnered with Rosebud, and that class will consist of 20 students. Of those students, Ms. Longmire, would you stand, Ms. Vicki? This is our instructor, the founder and director of Rosebud Healthcare and Training. And one of her students, Ms. Longmire, is the mother of one of the students in the City of Baker school system. She's a senior at Baker High School and the president of Baker Student Government. It gets even better, and this is why I asked Ms. Vicki to allow me to mention this. Ms. Longmire is also the grandmother of another Baker student in the Rosebud Healthcare Training. Her granddaughter is active as well, being a member of the girls' basketball team and an honor roll student. So our CNA program with Rosebud Healthcare and Training is doing really good work here. Generations, right? Right, that's about three generations. Wonderful, that is such good news. That deserves a round of applause. And that's one of the positive things. Thank you so much, Ms. Vicki. That's one of the positive things that's happening in our school system. Mm-hmm. Okay, approval of agenda. Before we consider Mrs. Joseph's request, agenda item number 4, consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending December 5th, 2023. Actually, the date should be November 30th, 2023. I would like to get a motion to change that date to November 30th instead of December 5th.
I motion in consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending December 5th, 2023. To the date should be November 30th, 2023.
Okay. Before we do that, I would like Ms. Joseph to, excuse me, I'm sorry. May I get a second, please?
Second.
Okay. At this point, do we vote on this, or do we have to approve the agenda first? We can vote on the change now. Okay, thank you. Just like to always be sure. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. Now we will vote on the item. Mrs. Joseph, do you have specifically what those items are that you can say what those items are?
One was an update slash overview of the current pending lawsuit with docket numbers against Baker School Board and system or superintendent related to the school board. And number two is the current policies regarding parental involvement during school hours, school tours during school hours, and volunteering during school hours.
All right. Is there a motion to add
these? I second it.
I made the motion.
Okay. All right. A motion was made by Mrs. Joseph to add the aforementioned agenda items to this agenda, and it was seconded by Mrs. Perkins. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Ms. Burgess? Yes.
She have a copy of the graphic unit? A copy of what she was just wanting to put on the agenda?
Do you have a copy?
Yes, a copy.
Okay.
Sydney can make a copy.
Alrighty. Ms. Sibley, do you mind making copies?
Made a couple copies of these, please.
Okay, now the board will now vote to approve the agenda.
You need to indicate where there's a follow. I'm assuming there'll be three, number 9 and number 10.
There'll be 9 and 10.
So I think she wanted all seats. This is the first item.
Will these be action items or information items?
Action items.
Okay. Now they will be added to. They will be items number 9 and 10. Yes. Okay. All righty. May I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of the agenda.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Ms. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Okay. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. Thank you. Remember, if there are any comments from the public, you have 2 minutes, and please request a card from Mrs. Dito. The next agenda item is the election of school board officers. Are there any nominations for president of the City of Baker School Board?
I nominate George Burgess. And I could give you a reason why if you need to know.
May I get a second?
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
I nominate Monique Butler.
May I get a second?
I second it.
Okay. Excuse me.
According to, and I don't know if this is the proper time to say it, what's on our website we can only serve for a year, unless that has changed. And I, when I read it, it hadn't changed. So is that correct?
We changed that at a meeting. Do y'all have that? I didn't bring it with me. We did that at one of our board meetings.
Yeah, it was either October or November.
November 7th?
7th.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And it did pass.
Yes, it passed.
I have no problem with it. I just want to make sure we are in.
Everything.
Yes, ma'am.
We did.
Correct. Okay, the board will now vote for the nomination of Joyce Burgess. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Joseph?
Did Butler decline?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No, I was
because I nominated her, so I don't want her to decline, and then I'd not vote for her. So, but it can't.
She declined. The motion passes. Mrs. Burgess is elected president of the City of Baker School Board. Thank you all so much.
Let me make a statement, please. And the reason why I voted for Ms. Burgess again is because I feel 1 year is not enough for the times that we have board meetings. And she needs some more learning, some more practicing, and just being more education on being a president. As you can see that tonight, we still question, you know, certain things like the agenda. We still haven't taxed our attorney. And if it was any other board member, I still feel 2 years or whatever should be sufficient for president or vice president. Now, that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Prophet. Are there any nominations for vice president of the City of Baker School Board? I would like to nominate Ms. Butler.
I second it.
That was just a nomination.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, sir. What's that? Are there any other nominations? Okay. All righty, may I get a motion?
I motion that Monique Butler, vice president.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second from Mrs. Joseph for the nomination of Ms. Butler for vice president of the City of Baker School Board. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Butler is elected vice president of the City of Baker School Board. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
The next agenda item, consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of November 7th, 2023. May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of November 7th, 2023?
I give a motion consideration of the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of November 7th, 2023.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the minutes for the school board meeting of November 7th, 2023. We will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
The motion carries for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of November 7th, 2023. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of December 5th, 2023. May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 5th, 2023.
I motion in consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of December 5th, 2023.
May I get a second?
I second it.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Proppit for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 5th, 2023. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Ms. Proppit?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
The motion carries for the minutes, for the approval, rather, of the minutes from the school board meeting of December 5th, 2023. The next agenda item is consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending November 30th, 2023.
Madam President, members of the board, Madam Vice President, Superintendent Stroder.
We can't hear you. Hold on, baby, your mic. Your mic.
In your package, we have the financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending November 30th, 2023. Total revenues year-to-date as of November 30th, $3,941,670.60 for expenditures. Total instruction expenditures, $1,544,466.27. Total support services, $2,386,788.09. Gives a total of expenditures of $3,941,264.36, leaving an excess of $406.24. Capital projects, total revenues as of November 30th, 2023, budgeted $651,030. Year-to-date revenues received, $5,249,260.51. Total revenues, $5,249,260.51. Total expenditures, $4,439,824.49. Project management services, $125,027.57. And that is architectural service, not project manager, but they all fall under that same category. Due back to general funds, $684,408. And that is the money that we have paid out that's recovered from FEMA and other grants. For support, special revenue funds, year-to-date revenues, $802,946.95. Total expenditures as of November 30th, 2023, $2,686,771.05. We have receivables as of January 10th, 2024, $1,874,001.60. Leaving adjusted excess of over revenues and deficiency of $9,822.50. That concludes my financial report for period ending November 30th, 2023. Are there any questions?
I have a question, Ms. Stewart. I know that with our FEMA, that's reimbursable funds.
Yes, ma'am.
How far are we out from our FEMA reimbursements?
I can't really give you a timeline with FEMA.
Of course.
Yeah. All of the reimbursement requests have been submitted except for probably $1.6 million. Right now, we're going through review. What they do, they will give you like a portion, what is called express pay. When I submit a reimbursement request, they give us like 72% of that reimbursement. So we did receive some funding. And then we go into a review where they review all of your project worksheet, your expenditures, make sure your procurement was procured correctly and what have you. So when that is done, then they will release the remaining funds. And it takes a moment. You have, I think, 9 people or nine stages of reimbursement requests go through before it goes to appropriation control for payment.
You answered it. You said there are nine stages.
Yes, ma'am.
Before.
It's either nine or more, but I know some of them are in step like six, mm-hmm. and then only a few is in step eight.
Okay.
So we have one more stage.
All right. You answered my question. That's what I needed.
And I would like to say congratulations, because I heard the audit, state audit did come through. And say we passed it 100 with everything. So I would like to say congratulations, because I know that's not an easy task,
mm-hmm. yeah.
keeping everything in order for the state.
Absolutely. And our audit will be reviewed at our next board meeting. Yes.
I sent in, at Mr. Stroder's request, some questions, and he answered some of those, but I never did hear anything back on some of the questions that I had from the last report that you made. So I'd like to get those answers, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more questions, board members? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Stewart. May I get a motion for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2023. May I get a motion?
I motion the consideration and acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to action comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2023.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Prophet for acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2023. May I get a second? I got a second.
Yes.
I'm sorry. This thing here is just kind of off right now. I have a motion. I'll repeat that. I have a motion from Mrs. Prophet and a second from Ms. Butler for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2023. The board will now vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Joseph?
I'm going to say no until I get my information, please, and then I'll change mm-hmm. that.
The motion carries for the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons, for the period ending November 30th, 2023. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of resolution to issue additional bonds authorizing execution of First Trust indenture, purchaser of the bonds, and otherwise providing with respect thereto. What's that? Excuse us as we get this straight. Where is it? Okay. I'm going to read that again. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of resolution to issue additional bonds, authorizing execution of First Trust indenture, approval of all documents and certificates in connection therewith, authorizing the execution of term sheet with the purchaser of the bonds, and otherwise providing with respect thereto. And Sean Toops. Mr. Sean Toops.
Good. Good evening. Sean Toops with Government Consultants and Municipal Advisor, and I've got with me Lauren Tarver with Jones Walker Law Firm, bond counsel. As we've discussed over time, this is a second series of bonds. As you're very familiar, we issued about $8.2 million in bonds to fund a portion of the high school project. The remainder of the project was funded from funds on hand, as well as we just discussed, FEMA reimbursements and some ESSER funds and some CDBG grant monies. All of the grant monies and the FEMA monies, as was noted previously, are reimbursable funds, which means you have to spend the money to get reimbursed. So what this second series of bonds is doing is a short-term borrowing to provide for payment of some of those expenses until such time as it gets reimbursed. When the reimbursement comes in, it'll pay off the loan. So it's really kind of a cash flow borrowing. It'll be a short-term borrowing. We estimate that there's about $3.3 million in grant funds still to be received or to be spent. So that'll be the approximate size, whatever's left at the time that we actually close the bonds, which we're projecting to be about on February 5th. We'll size it at that. You'll draw the money as you need it and then pay it back as the funds are received. So, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions, board members?
No, you answered it last week was at the meeting?
At the work session.
At the work session, yes.
Okay. If there are not any questions, thank you very much.
Mr. Toops.
If there are not any questions, I would like to get a motion for the approval of the resolution to issue additional bonds authorizing execution of first trust indenture, approval of all documents and certificates in connection therewith, authorizing the execution of term sheet with purchaser of the bonds, and otherwise providing with respect thereto. May I have a motion, please?
Mm-hmm. I so move that we consider the bond issue.
For the record, Mrs. Joseph, would you read your motion in entirety, please?
I make a motion for consideration and approval of resolution to issue additional bonds authorizing execution of first supplemental trust indenture, approval of all documents and certificates in connection therewith, authorizing and execution of the term sheet with purchaser of the bonds, and otherwise providing with respect thereto.
Thank you, Mrs. Joseph. May I get a second, please?
I second.
I have a motion on the floor from Mrs. Joseph to authorize the approval of the resolution to issue additional bonds, authorize an execution of first trust indenture, approval of all documents and certificates in connection therewith, authorizing the execution of term sheet with purchaser of the bonds, and otherwise providing with respect thereto. Second from Mrs. Prophet. The board will now vote. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins? Yes. The motion to approve the resolution to issue additional bonds carries. Thank you, board members. The next item on the agenda is consideration and approval of resolution for legal services contract with DeCure, Clark, and Adams, LLP. May I get a motion, please?
A motion in consideration and approval of resolution for legal services contract with DeCure, Clark, and Adams, LLP.
May I get a second, please?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Butler for the consideration and approval of contract for legal services with DeQuier, Clark, and Adams, LLP, and a profit, I'm sorry, and a second from this profit. We will now vote.
You have.
Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Excuse me?
That's the question.
The motion? Mm-hmm. I did. The board, I asked if board members had any questions. Do you have a question, Mrs. Joseph?
Mm-hmm.
What is your question?
I don't have a question. I have a statement.
Okay.
I have some concerns with this before I vote on it because, for one, I have a number of items that I requested that I still have not gotten since April. At our last board meeting, our attorney read into record that some performance objectives should be in the contract that we voted on and allowed the board to vote, which makes the contract null and void. Those are the kinds of issues that we look to our legal counsel to guide us on. And I'm not sure anymore because I have questions and I have constituents that have questions. So I just want to make sure that it's known how I feel about this.
Thank you, Mrs. Joseph. We need to vote.
She's not finished. I'm also concerned about the fact that we are a small board, a small community, a small district, and we have two, three, and four attorneys at board meetings, and we just cannot afford that. So if whoever we get, it should be one attorney that attends the board meetings and answer our questions because sometimes we don't even have questions. So constituents are watching what we are doing. And when they bring it to my attention, I have to bring it and just present it. And I'm concerned too. So it's not like it's just them. So I just want to make sure everybody knows because when they bring concerns to me, I'm going to bring it to the board. So that's how I feel about that.
I want to clarify that
yes.
The information that you requested from the attorney without putting out information that cannot go out to public was provided to you via email by me. The second thing I would like to say is that the attorney does not charge us for all of the attorneys at the board meeting. They only charge us for one.
But we should know that, Mr. Stroller.
They did say that at our last meeting. He did say that. They announced that. Mm-hmm. That because that question was asked, I think you mentioned it before, and he said that they come but just paying
the
one.
The information I have, somebody's being paid.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I got that information from Mr. Stroder directly.
I will repeat that the attorney does not charge us for three attorneys at the board meeting, they only charge us for one.
Good.
It's affirmed. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
No.
And excuse me, I would like to say something. I had a lot of thinking about this because at one time I wasn't satisfied, but for the last few months, you all have been stepping up to the plate, and that really made me change my mind. But I really appreciate you all because that was a lot of thinking I had to do, but yes.
And I would like to add to that, that this firm has been with the City of Baker School Board probably since its inception. And there are a lot of things that even us as board members, you know, there are a lot of things that they do, you know, where teachers are concerned, where students are concerned, where our principals are concerned, things behind the scenes that they do that doesn't even come to the board per se, but is something legally that needs to be done to protect this district. And that's what they do. Very few firms out there are expertise in protecting school boards. And the school boards, there's so many aspects of who we are as a district that needs that kind of protection, including us as school board members. So I want to say thank you to the DeQuier firm Adams, and Clark for what you've done all these years. The next agenda item is the contract. Excuse me? The motion carries.
I'd just like to make a statement as to the reason I voted no. A lot of the information that I have received from the firm has been incorrect, and a lot of the information has not been received. I've been asking for information since January of 2023, and I have never received the information, and if I did get it, it was wrong. I just wanted to make that statement.
A lot of information y'all are asking, and I'm going to go ahead with this. You can look up, it's public records. So why would, and this is, you're talking about paying the attorney, this is extra work that we have to pay our attorneys to do when we could just go to public records and get some of this information ourselves, you know? I mean, and I don't care what these people do, I don't care what Mr. Schroeder do, it's always something. This is the first time, and I've been living in Baker all my life, this is the first time I have actually seen the school board move forward in the last 10 years. It's the last few months since I've been on this board.
And
I would also like to say,
for your information, you don't have any idea what I have requested and asked for.
I would also like to say that as a school board member of the City of Baker School Board, you should be very careful saying that information you receive from the attorney is wrong unless you're going to provide specific information.
They know what they've done.
Mrs. Perkins, I would advise you, not that you need my advice, but because we're a collective board, and I would advise you to go directly, talk to them. They're open to answer anything that you have that you would like. And to echo Mrs. Prophet, most of the things out there on our public record, they're on our website. But if there's something that you have specific, make yourself available to speak with them. The next agenda item, consideration and approval of contract with CSRS for construction program management.
Ms. Sibley, you want to go first? Thanks.
Good evening to the board, the attorneys, and the visitors. In November, the month of November and January, we solicited bids for program management. Two firms responded, Hammerman and Gaynor and CSRS LLC. Based on the criteria set forth in the program management bid, CSRS was the most responsive with the total score of 270, and pending board approval, CSRS has been submitted to receive the award. I know CSRS is here, and I think Cameraman and Gaynor is also in the audience.
I think so.
Could you please stand or so the board members can know that you're here? Okay. And Cameraman and Gaynor in the back. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to know how much money are we referencing in reference to this contract?
So this is handled as a request for qualifications. So typically when you do a request for qualifications like an architect, you don't award the bid based on cost. But they did both submit their fees, and their fees is in the packet, and I would be happy to provide the packet to the board.
My other question is, if I'm not mistaken, has CSRS worked in the past for the City of Baker School System where they sued the City of Baker School System?
I'm not aware of that.
They sued, you said?
No, I'm not aware.
That's what I said.
Okay.
I just need a clarification on that because it's out in the community that you all... that they were sued.
I'm sorry, board members. You're talking with a man on your mouth. I can't understand what you're saying.
What do you want to understand, Mr. McCaffrey?
I mean, what's the man on your mouth?
Okay, the next time I respond, I'll shout it out, okay? Okay, thank you.
Any more questions, board members?
I don't have the history on CSRS working with the City of Baker School Board, but they're here tonight.
I'm they're sure here to they speak for themselves, yeah. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Warren Drake?
Oh, you want me to go ahead and introduce them?
Yes.
As the board, do they need to vote on the bid first? Do they need to vote on this first, Brandon? Okay.
Introduce them. Okay.
Yeah, you should see if the motion passes first.
Okay. I would like to receive a motion for the approval of a contract with CSRS for construction program management.
I have a motion for approval of a contract with CSRS for construction program management.
May I get a second?
I second it with a question too, Albert.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion by Ms. Butler for the consideration and approval of contract with CSRS for construction program management, and a second from Mrs. Prophet. The board will now vote. Questions?
Yes.
Do we have any questions?
Yes.
I'd like to go ahead and introduce them, since I'm going to let them answer instead of me. So I'm going to introduce Warren Drake, Des Moines Rutledge, and Brian. I can't remember your last name. So with CSRS.
Hi, Des Moines Rutledge, principal in charge for this particular initiative for CSRS. I'm joined by Warren Drake and Brian Budd. Warren Drake is a senior business development officer with our firm. He comes to us with 40-plus years of experience in the K-12 space, having served as a classroom teacher history. He taught me in the seventh grade, and culminating his career as superintendent both in Zachary and EBR. Brian Budd is a longtime employee for CSRS, and if this is approved by the board, will serve as the program director for this particular project. All of our information, I don't know, Mr. Superintendent, how, Madam President, how you wish for us to proceed. Congratulations to you and Ms. Butler on your election as board officers.
Thank you.
Congratulations to Mr. Schroeder on his selection as superintendent and to the entire board. We are headquartered here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This year, our firm will be 46 years old. We do a lot of interesting things, one of which is a lot of program and project management of this type, particularly within the K-12 space and higher ed. As is indicated in the documents before you, we've managed to date in excess of $13 billion in program and project management. And we are interested in a very long-term relationship with our clients. This year, we will have served as the program manager for East Baton Rouge Parish School System for 26 years. We were the program manager from the inception of a very successful tax program. We do this same work for the Recovery School District, Calcasieu Parish, Jefferson Parish, Ascension Parish, Rapides Parish. The list goes on and on, and we hope to add Baker. We're very excited about the great things that are taking place here in the City of Baker. This comes full circle for me. I'm a 1987 graduate of Baker High School.
Wow.
So, and we will answer any questions that you might have.
I would like to have a copy of your proposal. And you say you manage different things. So what projects exactly are you all?
We responded, Mrs. Joseph, to whom I knew as a principal in EBR when I served as general counsel. We responded, the specific response to this solicitation is to manage the completion of Baker High School.
Any other questions?
Yes, would this be a service, be a time service? I wrote this down earlier, so I wouldn't forget it. A time service contract where we will only be billed for hours of service to not to exceed the amount?
There will be a not to exceed amount in the contract that we hope to negotiate, the details of which with Mr. DeQueer. In the response to the solicitation, we quoted a lump sum fee. I think it's $350, which gives you a lot more certainty than a T&M. Mm-hmm.
So you all will work in addition, in conjunction with the contractor that's already working with the school system?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We will manage. We will be, in very direct layman terms, we will serve as an owner's representative.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for a little bit. I talked about it back in November when the board decided to solicit bids. So, nobody on this board that I'm aware of is an expert in construction matters, and I'm certainly not an expert in construction matters, although I have built some school buildings in the past as a superintendent. But, you know, my expertise and my realm of comfortability is academics, not construction. So, you know, there's things that architects and construction managers talk about that quite frankly go over my head, and so the program manager's job is to really represent the interest of the district between the architect and the construction company.
Well stated.
They have our best interests.
Absolutely.
At heart. Okay.
We would be working for the district. When the superintendent has an issue or concern about anything related to that project, it's one telephone call to us. We manage the work of the architect, okay, or design team, as well as the contractor. Our goal is to make certain that this project is delivered to you on time and within budget.
That's the thing we need here.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Any other questions? We will now call for the vote. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Thank you, board members. The motion to approve a contract with CSRS for construction program management carries. Thank you all. The next agenda item, is consideration and approval of settlement in the amount of $10,000 for breach of contract suit entitled Fusion Architects APC versus City of Baker School District, docket number 729995, division 24. And with this agenda item, we may go into executive session, and I would like to ask for a motion to go into executive session if the board wishes.
Can I ask a question to Attorney DeQueer first?
Sure.
What? Okay, I understand this is from the old board, and it's settlement they reached to pay them $10,000 to let them accept it. But what are we paying $10,000 for? Do they have any proof? They didn't work for the school system. They worked for the other construction firm, if I'm not mistaken. Just verify it to me, please.
A couple of things that are at play. The $10,000 is for a full and final release and a settlement of all claims that Fusion Architects, APC, may have against Baker School System. What this settlement does is give you absolute finality with Fusion Architects. Now, what you're asking about in terms of how and why we arrived at this, I think is more appropriate for an executive session. If you guys do not approve the settlement, some of the information I would be giving you would go to the defense and the strategy of how we would defend the case if the settlement is approved. But I do want to be clear, it resolves all claims.
We need to go in executive session, so.
May I get a motion?
I motion that we go into executive session for.
Okay, you see that part. Okay, may I get a second?
Second.
I have a motion to go into executive session by Ms. Prophet and a second by Mrs. Joseph. Excuse us.
We learned it. What happened? Get this over with. What happened? Okay.
Mrs. Perkins? Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Excuse us. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
I'm surprised I didn't run through you. You played any sports? You must be one of the nerds.
Thank you,
I talked with a few of y'all, because when I was working with Delta Testing, Governor Sciences, you guys, CSRS, yeah.
You know what about the
I'm going to be your direct contact.
Yes, okay.
You're going to see me.
I'm gonna let these guys go. I'll work with these guys.
Thank you.
I'm a low man on the totem
pole. All right.
I wanted to get up there and raise my truck and see my boss.
Okay. I see he wouldn't. Yeah, he wouldn't let you get up there.
All right.
He wouldn't let you talk.
I believe that. I believe that. It shows.
He still want to talk. Hi.